Parshas Vayechi has a very, very interesting beginning. Describes Yaakov Avinu living in Mitzrayim, and he gets towards the end of his life, Yikud for Yimei Yisrael Lomus, and he calls Yosef. Who does he call Yosef? Yosef is the ultimate power in the time, second in command of the entire world, according to many of Parshim. Okay, and he says, "Im nomet sosi chen beinacho, if you find favor in your eyes, simna yodcha tachas yirechi, put your hand tachas yirechi." Says Rashi, "What's that?" This is lekichas chifetz. Says the Mefarshim, it is a loshon of shavua, a loshon shavua. They didn't have a sefer Torah in those time or something else. That was the they didn't, and therefore they had that was something that was used for as a lekichas chifetz of mekush shavua. V'sisoy modi chesed ve'emes atotik vedim mitzrayim. Carries on the pasuk v'shachaptis ma'avosai. But the son of Mitzrayim and buried Kavati Bukrosim and buried there Vayoma Anoichi Esikavarachal. Yosef said, "Dad, I will listen to you. I will do it." Vayoma Shovali, no, make you Shavua. Vay Shovali, and he made the Shavua. Vayishtachu Yisrael Rosh HaMitah. And the Pasuk says, and Yaakov bowed to the Rosh HaMitah. Says Rashi, why did he bow? He now realized that Matos is Shleimo, that he had, it was complete, and the Shechinah is towards the top of his bed, and in the sign of recognition and appreciation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he bowed towards the Reisha Mitzah. So the fundamental questions have to be asked over here. Yaakov Avinu is asking a very basic request from Yosef. He asks him, "Please, as a father, do not let me be buried here in Mitzrayim. I ask you, please, do not let me be buried here." If a dying man's last words, anybody will follow that through. Anybody's willing to work hard on that to make sure that his wishes are completed. Certainly if you're in a position of power like Yosef, of course he will do it. He shavali, make a shavua to me. He's got to make a shavua, and he says no, and he has to lekichas chefetz, which is a very strong form of shavua. Yosef at tzaddik is willing to do anything for his father. He said beforehand, the Mefarshim say that Yosef, even without the command of the father, he put himself his life in danger to go along and see his brothers, to see if everything's okay with the brothers. And that was putting his life in danger even without a Shavua. Koshkin, a situation over here where his father asked him to do something directly, of course he'll follow it through. So he asks him to make a Shavua, and he makes a Shavua, and only then Yaakov Avinu sees, wow, Yosef is so great. What's the holiday of Shavua here? What's that all about? So the first person I saw actually ask this question was the Ramban. The Ramban on the Torah says, read out his Loshon,
look.
What's that? That's right. Yeah, so the Ramban, lo yhoi Yaakov choyshed b'bnoi hatzadik ha'ohuv loy, she'yimareh al mitzvahs oviv. Yaakov did not have chashash, chas was not good. V'ladova ashev tichu v'om anoichi esek v'recho. And he did not do so, once Yosef says, that I will do so, of course he relied upon him. He did in order to ensure that Paroi did not go back on Yosef's promise. And in case Paroi would not allow him to have Rishus to leave at any stage, Yaakov Avinu leaving Mitzrayim for various different reasons, because he wanted to have Yaakov in Mitzrayim as a sign of measure of good luck, or even on some as a Vodah Zarah, ulechein hishpioi, ki lo yoyenochein lehavira al shvuasoi. Could it not be correct to go against the shvuah? In other words, what was the shvuah for according to the Ramban? The teretz was not for Yosef. It was for the sake of Paroi. That by doing so, Paroi, in case Paroi causes trouble later, it will not be wise for Paroi to go against the shvuah, and therefore to get around Paroi's problems, Yosef should be able to do it. Number one. For number two, says Ramban, v'gam Yosef yitzdarech Yosef lehishtadol b'inyan b'pnei ha-shvuah. Yosef will have to work harder if he makes a shvuah than if not have to make a shvuah. So there's two reasons. One reason is to make sure Paroi is in order. Another reason is to make sure Yosef works harder. The question is in a different form. Yosef was the powerful man. He could do whatever he wanted. He basically saved the entire Mitzrayim. He brought the wealth from all the other nations into Mitzrayim. What's he worrying about taking his father out of Mitzrayim? Is that his biggest worry? And he's got to make a shvuah in order to keep Paroi. Paroi is on your side. Everything is fine. What's the problem? Says Rav Simcha Zisel Broider, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, He said, if you look later on in the parasha, Pari actually says to Yosef in Perek Nun Pasuk Vav, he says to him, "Vayomer Pari, alei ukvora savicho kashe hishbiecho, go along and bury your father like you made the shavua." In other words, Pari seemed to say the only reason why I am committed to ensuring that you follow it through is only because you made a shavua. If not, I'd make you stay over here. Says Rashi, kashe hishbiecho. I'll never let you go. Pari could not say go against the shvur because Yosef made a shvur to Pari. Yosef says to Pari, we have a deal over here. You don't know all the languages. You say you know Lashon HaKodesh. You don't know Lashon HaKodesh. I know Lashon HaKodesh. You don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So Pari said, keep it very quiet, because if I don't know Lashon HaKodesh, I'm in a lot of trouble. So he made a shvur. So Yosef said to him, if you use the shvur, allow me to leave. Not allowing me to leave Mitzrayim, I'll go against the Shavua and I'll publicize it on the CNN or Fox, or whatever it is, that or Al Jazeera or whatever it is, that you do not know, no, but nobody trusts, that you do not know Ivrit, right? You don't know Ivrit, you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, Ivrit, Lashon HaKodesh, okay? See what's happening? Yeah? You do not know Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore you had to make the Shavua. Zogta Chevron Rosh Hashiva, look at this, look what a tzaddik does. And Chaim Shlomovitz says the same thing in Sichas Musa. A tzaddik never relies upon the situation right now. He always looks to ensure that the nerve that you've got to have for a mitzvah. Everything looks fine now, but who knows what's going to be? Who knows how the situation is going to change? Who knows where the political winds are going to take us? And therefore, a person's got to ensure that when you commit to do something, you commit to do it in a way that there's no backing out later. Even if everything looks fine now, you don't need to make that commitment. Make a commitment because you don't know what's going to happen. And if things do change, you're in a lot of trouble. And therefore, we see that just now, that Paroi seemed like he allowed Yosef to go out. Later on, he changed his mind. Were it not for the Shavua, Yaakovina saw that things change. And therefore, don't rely on what's happening right now. Look to the future, what can happen later. That's one teretz. The Chedusha Halev, in his classic way, of Henoch Lebowitz, says he doesn't. The next part of Ramban says, and Yosef should work harder. Yeah, Yosef will work harder. He doesn't understand. So what's working harder got to do with it? If Pari allows him to go out with the Shavua, he allows him to go out. If he doesn't allow him to go out, what's working harder going to make any difference? If Pari is going to be cooperative, fine. If it's not going to be operative, what's going to help to make a Shavua? The first terrorist is because Pari is caught with a Shavua. The second terrorist is no, because he'll work harder because there's a Shavua. If Pari doesn't care about the Shavua, that's option one. But option two is, it seems that even if Pari doesn't hold the Shavua, he's going to work harder because he made the Shavua. Doesn't understand. If he didn't make the Shavua, then of course he'll work hard. He promised to his father, without the Shavua, he said to his father, he committed to do so. With the Shavua, what difference does the Shavua make to make the whole difference that the Yosef will work harder because of the Shavua? If he'll do, he'll do. If he won't do, he won't do. If he's not Shaykh, he's not Shaykh. What's the Shavua going to make the difference? Says the Chedusha Halev, and it's such a fantastic teretz, that the Shavua, in psychology, we'll refer to the experts here, but there's commitment does two things. Commitment ensures, number one, that you have a goal that you feel that is there, that has now become something that is relevant. Number two, commitment creates ability they never had before. Having a goal or a commitment doesn't only create a situation that you now know where you have to go, it gives you the tools to be able to get there. And he brings Rias. He says the fact that you made the Shavua creates the ability that Yosef can now do things he could not do if he would not have made the Shavua. If a person knows how committed they are, if he knows how important something is, that extra knowledge and commitment to ensure you do it gives you powers that you would not have if you never have had the Shavua. And he brings a proof. He talks about the Medrash that says, if Reuven would have known how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke beautifully in the part of the Torah, that it saved him from the Shvatim, he would have brought back Yosef on his shoulders back to the father. If Aaron would have known how happy that he would know that Torah would say how happy Aaron was, Samach Beliba, he would have gone out Tupim Mecholos with a whole band towards Moshe Rabbeinu when he got to the position of becoming the the leader of Klal Yisrael. And so too with Boaz. Also, Chiddush HaLev, we don't see anywhere that the Torah is in any way talking badly about these people. The Torah is complimenting them. So why do you say, if they would have known, they would have done much better? Why would have done much better? The Teretz is, if they would have known how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do what they were doing, at that stage they didn't know they did a job. But if they would have known, they would have had that much more koyach to commit and done it much better. Reuven would have had the ability to stand up against his brothers and bring back Yosef back to his father. Because if he would have known, that knowledge would have made a commitment, and that commitment would have given him extra strength he never had before. So a shavua in this situation is allowing Yosef to do something that he could not have possibly done without the shavua. Because the shavua creates the tools and the ability to overcome various different self-built limitations, and that is ability to make a shavua. Therefore he says how important it is always to, when you have a good thing to do, commit to it and make a commitment then and there. Don't say, you know what, yeah, I'll do the best I can. No, make a commitment. Because a commitment gives you the ability to do something that later on you may not be able to do because of any kind of oinus.
Is that tivis or schoolis or both?
That is within the human nature. That's human tivis, nature, tivis. Yes, within human nature. Of course, B'derech Sh'odan writes Leilech Malich Noisui. But it's beyond that. A person is given, within himself, he has greater strength to overcome different challenges he may have based on his commitment, because he feels he's more responsible to make sure he does it.
It's actually a psychological theory, ACT. Somebody asked him what ACT is, and he says acceptance commitment therapy.
Acceptance commitment therapy. Yeah. There you are. And if it's a very, very. Yes?
Well, even before that, four stages of change: motivation, commitment, action plan, and persistence or relapse prevention.
And that's exactly what happens here. So the commitment is, yeah, exactly. So this commitment in the Lashon Shvur allows you to follow it through. That's beautiful. Shkoyach.
There's a problem. Isn't there a problem making a shvur to do a mitzvah?
No. 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 You're allowed to. You can't make a neder. A shvur to do a mitzvah you can do. You find that Avram Avinu made a shvur. You find by...
Everyone was nishvami
and the Ar Sinai. No, so you can't make a shvur. Shvur to do a mitzvah you can do. Yeah, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in... You can make a shvur, and that's what you see. By Avram Vina made a shvur, and by all the various different tzaddikim along times I made a shvur. Just want to fast forward over here, okay? Fast forward over here is that we find that he Yaakovin sat up on top of his thing. Wow, fantastic. I see my mitosu shlema. It's the first time he gave real praise for that. What's Peshat in that? So very briefly, I saw a beautiful vot from Rabbi Dunner from London, Rabbi Yosef Dunner. And he says, very nice the Ramban. Very nice the Ramban to get around the problems of Paroi or to circumvent personal issues. He says, but just understand what is going on over here. Yosef has provided beautifully for family of the Yaakov Avinu's family for the last 17 years. He's given them everything he needed. Beruchnius, Begashmius, everything, he provided everything. Everything he possibly needed. Yaakov Avinu says to him, I need one more favor. Please bury me. Tchesed Emes, please bury me in Eretz Yisrael. You have my word. No, make a shavua. No, not stam a shavua. Shavua b'lkichas chepes. Make it on a special with a mitzvah. Dad, trust me, I haven't let you down till now. I'm not going to start letting you down now. And Yosef follows through. He doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't get offended. He doesn't disagree. V'shavalei, and he made the shavua. Says Rav Dunner, what godless that is. Yaakov Avinu is trying to perfect Yosef's kibud av ha'eim. Kibud av ha'eim, says Rambam, what's Moira, even if he's sitting on top and he's dressed in royalty and his family and his father comes along and abuses him, he keeps quiet. Yes, Yosef has put the father on top of the table, he sat with his brothers, and yes, he's provided for him, but now is a chance to see whether Yosef is a perfect, has perfected kibud av ha'eim, and he has. He says, I don't trust Yosef, I need to make a shvur. Dad, yes, you want me to make a shvur? Of course, Dad, of course, Avraham Avinu, of course I'll make a shvur. He made a shvur. Ah, saw that. He saw that mitosu shlema. He saw that his every single one of his children, even the one who should ultimately be the one who is against the Moira, should not have this fear of his father. Also, he is great. Nefer Yaakov bowed down. But just finish off. Shimon Shvab says, why dafka now did he bow down to Rosh HaMitzvah and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says that Yosef was a tremendous tzaddik. He's known as Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. What's Tzaddik Yisoid Olam? Normally Yisoid Olam, which means really the one, the foundation of the world. But Yisoid also means from Lashon Soid. He was able to keep his tzidkus hidden. It's brought down Yosef ben Uzziel. He kept his tzidkus hidden. You cannot see on Yosef that he was a tzaddik. Yaakovinu says, the Pasuk says, Yedati b'ni Yedati, I know everything. I know what happened with this aver, I didn't know what happened with that aver, I know everything. But he did not know who Yosef the tzaddik was. He didn't know. He was a tzaddik Yisoid Olam. When he came to make a shavua, Yaakovinu said, make a shavua, the Medrash brings down, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem l'Hashem l'kecha l'shov, nizdadeh zeh kol ha'olam, the whole world shook. How can a person use a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name and go against Chas V'Shalom a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Yerushalayim involved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shavua is so great that the whole world shook. When Yosef stood in front of his father and made the Shavua, he couldn't hide this anymore. He started shaking uncontrollably. Yaakovina said, that's my son. Now I know all my children are Shleimim. I know all my children are Tosef Shleimim. That's when he gave praise. So the Shavua over here showed the greatness of Yosef. It showed the commitment, what a commitment can do. It shows how you never should rely on yourself now. You never know what's going to happen later. This ultimately was a parasha, and this is how the parasha ends. The parasha ends, Chazak, Chazak, V'yiz Chazek, V'ez Hashem, V'shad HaKoychus, to always fulfill and our commitment to the full commitment to the full.